Welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answers. I'm your host, Sharon Lynn Wyeth, the creator of Nameology Science and author of the best-selling book, Know the Name, Know the Person, and the following additional books. Our guest today is Elizabeth Joyce. Now, I'm sure all of you guys that wanted to call in a couple of weeks ago are going, oh, about time. We're so delighted that she's back with us today. And so Elizabeth Joyce is a psychic astrologer. She's been psychic since birth, and she's one of two twins. Of course, twins come in twos. Anyway, we are so excited to have Elizabeth with us today. Welcome, Elizabeth, to Know the Name, Know the Answers.
Well, thank you, Sharon. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, you wanted to talk a little bit when we were speaking earlier on the sacred unity of science and spirit. What is it that you would like everybody to know?
Well, I just put an article up on my website today called Reestablishing Your Connection with Your Soul. I'm getting tired of the way people are going around saying, I'm Mary Magdalene, or I'm this one, or I'm that one, called channeling. And I really have always had a problem with that concept because I believe that everything is energetic. And I believe that you're really communing with yourself, with your soul, with your higher self. And I think that we are coming to a time, Sharon, where we're going to have to reestablish the inner connection, or we're not going to be able to survive, because it is such a gift. It is something that when you meditate and you are connected with your inner self, you get what I call whispers of the soul, whispers from your higher self about how to be guided. And I'm sure that you can think of many ways that you've been guided with your inner wisdom. And we should all admit that we have it, that it's a part of necessary exercise to go on with our life, and invaluable.
Absolutely invaluable. We've got, I'm going to take Pauline first. We've got quite a lineup here for you, Elizabeth. Pauline, you are on the air. What can we do for you? Now, Pauline was born 12-1960, if that helps you, Elizabeth. Welcome, okay. Pauline. Pauline there? Okay, we're not. Okay, then we're going to go to Amy. Amy's birthday is 8-5-62. Amy. Oh, okay. I'm sorry about that. All right, Elizabeth, back to you. Yay, then I get more time to ask questions. When we have, Elizabeth, when we have a spirit speaking with us, or it feels like, you know, we used to say that those people were crazy, and a lot of times people think they are. How can you tell if you're actually crazy, or if you know, it's true that you're hearing something outside of you?
There is a perceptive difference on how spirit talks to us and how our ego talks to us. And it is tricky to know the difference. But one would be very clear and very concise and would only come in for guidance, would only come in when you needed an answer or perhaps help to manifest something. Sometimes we don't really realize what our inner being is, our unconscious. And it holds so much because we have ups and downs in life. We have our loving days and our sad days. And we bury things because only 25% of us is present. The other 75% is inside. We've already gotten through it. We've thought about it. We've done it. And that's what you call your subconscious. And there's many levels to that. So I think that we can bury things and we have desires and memories of past events. And we figure that we can't do much to change the past. And then all of a sudden, something that we've been thinking of and has held us throughout our life appears and manifests. It can be an item. It can be a love affair. It can be a job change. Something we've always wanted to do starts to happen. You know, they say it's all in good time.
Yeah, how does that timing work? Is a lot of that set up before we get down here?
No, it is not. It is set up during the process. The thought is an electrical current. Like, how do you plug in your television and how does it turn on? It turns on through an electrical current. But before something can manifest, both sides of the issue have to have the clear path. So that if I'm wanting to meet, let's say I want to meet Shirley MacLaine. I did. I wanted to meet Shirley MacLaine. So I put myself in a place where I could meet her. And I did. She was doing wonderful work in the late 1980s with the Harmonic Convergence. And she had a seminar. And I went to Boston. And I wound up meeting her because I was an identical twin. And she absolutely loves identical twins. And we've had a friendship ever since. But I thought about it. I put myself in the place to have it happen. And then it did happen. I had something that she wanted to know about.
Yes. And she was always very interested in spirituality and spiritual growth.
She did great, wonderful work. That was a fabulous weekend. So it seems like a coincidence. Oh, I went there and I happened to meet her. Well, it wasn't a coincidence because spirit knows what you've been thinking before you think it and all about your secret desires, because your secret desires are inside of you. For example, I know you just got new property and you've been thinking about that for many years, right, Sharon?
Yeah, well, I bought it 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yes, no, but you've been thinking about it for many, many years. And when it happened and you saw it, it was right for you.
Yes, it absolutely was.
And you still have that good energetic feeling about it when you go and open the door.
I love this place. I give blessings for it every day. Elizabeth, I want to take our first call for us.
Sure.
Darla from North Carolina. Darla, her birthday is February 28th, 1954.
No, March 28th.
February. Thanks, Darla.
It's March 28th, 1943.
Hello, Carla. What can we do for you?
It's Darla. I'm just wondering if you saw anything in the future, like you ran into Shirley MacLaine, you wanted to. Can I run into the Publisher's Clearinghouse or win some money?
That's a different issue. That's called gambling. Gambling okay. is completely different. Okay. It has to do with the desire. The desire for being rich, the desire for not having any worries, may not come to a lot of people, Darla, because of the fact that they are supposed to work, they are supposed to meet certain people, they're on a vibration level that would be difficult to change.
Okay.
And when you look at the other side, you talk about Publisher's Clearinghouse, some of their tactics may not be in integrity. And if you're a person that's in integrity, you're not gonna line up with them. And I'm not trying to sound discouraging at all. If you want to manifest money, then the way to manifest money is to see it coming and not care where it comes from. It may come from the lottery. It may come from an inheritance. It may come from something that you do. The World Council of Churches has a wonderful mantra to manifest money. And it goes like this: money comes to me and flows through me and back out to do the good. Now, that doesn't mean that you're going to be a millionaire rich, but it certainly does mean that all your needs will be met and you'll never be wanting. So start with that mantra and make it clear. This is how you reestablish the connection with your soul and do not work with your ego. You let it flow. Money comes to me and flows through me and back out to do the good.
And Darla, just to help you, I'm going to put that on my website, on that schedule page, just where it has Elizabeth's link, you know, to her website. I will put that down there for you too.
Can I ask Elizabeth if she sees anything that I should be aware of here?
No, I can't give readings on the air. It's very detailed. I don't have your chart. A specific question I can answer, but that we don't do on the air.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for the mantra. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thanks for calling in, Darla. Eric from Austin. Eric, you are on the air. What question do you have?
Well, first of all, good afternoon, ladies. It's great to hear your show, and I love the energy both of your staff and you guys. I really love it. Yeah, my question is basically, it kind of feels like I'm kind of going through a transition. Things are, I don't know, maybe it's Mercury retrograde or whatever, but it's like, you know, things are just kind of waiting in the wings, and I'm like going, when are things going to break, and so forth and so on. And I'm wondering, is there anything that I really need to be aware of between now and the near future, say like a month or three out?
Eric, I didn't get your birthday. And by the way, we're now neighbors. I just moved to Austin.
Okay.
Oh, did
Eric's birthday
well,
is May. Sorry. Eric's 23rd. Birthday is May 23rd, 1972.
You're a Gemini, and I know why you're feeling that way. We have five planets in retrograde right now, and we've just gone through two very powerful eclipses. So what's happening now is you're going to begin to manifest all that you've been desiring, I want to say, since last October, November. Pay attention to what you have wanted. Pay attention to what is on your list. Write out your list tonight, Eric, about what you would like to manifest, and always keep it positive. And you should start seeing a shift end of August. Mercury goes direct on the 31st of July. Jupiter goes direct at the end of August. And that's when you are going to be aligned with God's plan. I am ready to accept my good, and I align with God's plan.
Okay.
And you know what, Eric? That's not a very long wait. You know, I'm going to be talking in Austin on September 23rd, is what it is.
Oh, really?
Yes. So if you go on the website, knowthename.com, to the schedule page, it gives you all the details of where I'm going to be. If you go to the September 23rd.
That'd be really cool.
Yeah, would love to meet you then. And you'll probably get to meet Elizabeth at the same time.
Yeah, that would be awesome. That would really be awesome. Thank you.
Okay. Did you have any other question for Elizabeth?
So you said that, you know, and I've been writing manifestation lists, also putting a gratitude list in my journals and so forth and so on. But, so you're basically just kind of saying, essentially just to clarify, keep the eyes on the prize, as it were, right?
Right. Deepak Chopra teaches to see the outcome and don't worry about how you're going to get there. And believe me, it works when you're in alignment. So you have to keep up with your daily meditations, Eric. Do you have a daily meditation?
Well, yeah, I do it right after I journal. And, you know, I also do a lot of long walks as well, which I also use as my meditation time. So, yes,
and
I do it.
Can you have
often.
Your long walk bring some vibrational uprising music with you? Richard Shulman is excellent.
Oh,
and his website is richheartmusic.com. Or you can play RDOS, Prayer Beyond Prayer, while you're walking, because that will help you go into a high meditative state.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah, I've got a victory list that I got on Spotify with all my victory songs and stuff like that. So that's what I use a lot.
Yeah, but I don't want you to do that. I want you to sit down tonight with a clean slate, clean pad, and allow things to come into your mind and write it down.
Okay.
And see what happens. All the universe will answer you. And you know, Sharon, the universe answers your desires in its own time and in its own way through a vibration of light. You feel like, if you feel like you're in the wrong job or you don't have the right career or perhaps the right partner, or you're discouraged about what's going on around you, sit and take the time to reconnect and establish your soul-mind connection. Ask for purity, clarity, and face the light. People don't want to face the light. They hope it comes. They think maybe it'll come, but face it. Open your arms up and embrace it. Face the love and warmth that it beams to you. It's free. It's part of what freedom is. And it can be difficult for some people because they do not understand how this all works.
Got it.
Yeah, it is very different. Thank you so much, Eric, for calling in.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
For those of you that do want to call in, the show's number is 888-627-6008. Again, it's 888-627-6008. Just like Darla and Eric, they've saved that number from other shows. The call-in number is 888-627-6008. Elizabeth, I'm really curious. This year, when I've been reading people's names, it seems like the theme for this year is breakups and breakthroughs. More and more people are breaking up old relationships, established relationships.
Yep, they are.
Things are falling apart. And then other people are having these incredible breakthroughs with understanding. So can you talk to us about that?
Sure. This is the year of letting go. So it would be the same thing. What is happening in the universe and in the energies on a daily basis is that we are being asked to let go of our hoarding, or to let go of that which we're hanging on to. We have to let go of what we think that we want. And it might be the status quo. Your status quo is going to change. And then start visualizing and allowing your thoughts and prayers and desires to come to you. It's all tucked away inside of you. Let's say you're a writer and you want to publish a book, and there hasn't been any editors coming. Well, this is the time that they probably will. But first, you have to let go of what is stopping you. And sometimes we don't know that our life, or living with a person that makes us feel negative or not so good, is a block. It's a problem. People have allowed themselves to become a recluse, to being alone and not listening. And that's why we have the computer and these electronic devices that are so popular. You know, when you go out to dinner, you don't enjoy each other's company. You sit on your iPhone and you're texting while you're at a dinner with somebody.
That has always bothered me. I thought, why should somebody on the phone be more important than the person sitting in front of you?
Well, but they are. Because that's how they've taught themselves. It's called separation. I think it's very negative. And I feel sorry and sad. But, you know, with two parents working, it's awfully hard to be home and teach your children not to run home and go on the computer as soon as you're in the door.
That is so true.
They're not outside anymore. They don't understand about jumping rope, doing hopscotch and climbing trees. They don't do that anymore. And the earth has changed. You know, where we're growing up has changed. Sometimes they don't feel it's too safe to be outside. My kids used to go outside at 9 a.m. and I wouldn't see them until 6 p.m. And I never worried about where they were.
Yeah, same when I grew up. Mom and dad always said you need to be home before it gets dark, period. That was the rule.
I know. So in order to do this, to clear the pathway, you really have to work with that life stream. We don't think about it. We don't think about someone coming into our lives. We may not be ready for the change, but everything has to be in balance. And the other person also has to be ready. I remember one time, Sharon, when I was single in my younger years, and I was thinking of wanting a mate. And I heard in my meditation, he has to be ready. He isn't quite ready yet. And I thought that was very interesting. Oh, right. I never had thought of that. I was ready, but the other person that I'm being aligned with wasn't ready. So that made it easier to wait.
You know, I think that's really a nice thing to consider, especially because people get impatient sometimes and they go, I have done all this or that, and I've cleared out half my bathroom stuff and I feng shuied the house. And I mean, I look at what some people go through and then they go, how come somebody isn't here yet for me?
Because their ego's in the way. E-G-O, easing God out. They're not taking time. You know, the book, The Secret, came out. And I don't particularly like that book, because that book left out the divine. That book left out spirit. That book left out spirit always knows your thoughts and prayers and desires before you even ask. It wasn't mentioned. It was just all these tricks you could do to work with energy.
See, and I didn't like it because it didn't have any gratitude in it and didn't have any real action in it.
That's right. Right. So we need to realize that the cosmic light, Sharon, is your breath. The cosmic light is the breeze that flows over you when you're out for that walk. The light flows naturally around and through your physical body and encircles your entire being. It can even clear your aura. And if you can get yourself into a meditative state and raise your vibrations, there are many simple, wonderful ways that you can manifest.
Okay, so I have a question. Okay. Is there any way of raising the vibration other than meditation? And if you've meditated for years and then you stop, does that make a difference?
Yep.
Both questions.
Nope. The first answer is nope. And the second answer is yep.
Yep.
Well, you know, when a lot of men that I know that work out in the field like classical music. Classical music has the toning of raising your vibration. Beethoven, Bach, that kind of music. And then there's something beyond that. His name is Richard Shulman. I've been friends with Richard for years. And when I do my show on Let's Find Out, I always play Richard at the end. And Don likes me to put a lot of Richard in so he can just flow with it at the end of the show. It's so beautiful. He really is a vibrational musician. He's a spiritual person. He worked very hard with Hilda Charlton in New York City. He's a Hilda's kid. And he's done wonderful with music. Also, the oldest mantra known is called Ardas, A-R-D-A-S. And it's recorded by the Crimson Series, number 6. And when you play Ardas, it's so healing. It's prayer beyond prayer. And it was here before the time of Abraham. It's very powerful.
Wow, and very ancient. Robert, thank you for your patience while we were finishing our little talk there. Robert from Toronto, Elizabeth, his birthday is September 28th, 1967. Welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answers, Robert.
Hello?
Yes, you're on.
Hello? Yeah. Okay. So my question is, should my wife take my last surname or not?
I don't know. Should what?
Like my wife. Like when my wife and I married, she didn't take my surname. I'm just wondering, would it be beneficial for her?
Oh, absolutely. These people that don't take surnames have a fear block. I have very strong feelings about that, and I don't know why. I really don't, Robert. Always take your husband's last name. It brings you into unity. And of course, then Sharon, there's the people that live together that don't marry. And they're new agers, they're modern people, they don't really care, they don't want to have, well, you know what? Our world is made up of laws, both physical laws and natural laws. And when you are refusing to take part of that which is in your society, then you are refusing life in a sense. That's how I believe. And I think she absolutely should take your last name, especially if you have children. Do you have children, Robert?
Yes, we do.
Okay. So not taking the last name is confusing the children. It's the ego. It's the I am individual. I don't have to do this type of a thing. And that's meanness. I'm sorry. It is. It's mean-spirited. I'm not completely yours. I'm still individual. Well, we're all individual. But when you and a loved one join together to make a life, then you join together to make a life. Period. End of statement.
I think it's very difficult from namology science point of view. If her taking your last name would give her 3 or more L's in her name, that is the only time I recommend no.
Okay. So I was kind of hoping that we could do like a new name check for vibration to see whether or not it resonates with her to adopt my surname.
What's her name, Robert?
Pardon?
What is the surname?
Well, my surname is Wong, W-O-N-G. Hers is Tang, T-A-N-G.
Mm-hmm.
What's her first name, Robert?
Her first name or mine?
Her. We know yours. Hers is Robert.
She goes by Chinette, C-H-I-N-E-T.
Was she born with that name? What's the name she was born with?
The name she was born with is, it is without the T, so it'll be C-H-I-N-E.
That's thine.
So I would agree with Elizabeth on this one, Robert. Have her take your name.
Is it more, from your perspective, is it more beneficial? Like from what you can see from vibrational and whether or not the name resonates with her?
Yeah, there's not that much difference, and it would. It would make a more nurturing environment.
Got it. Okay.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Thank you for calling, Robert.
Okay, bye-bye.
Elizabeth.
Yes.
In this year of such change and such turmoil, is this going to continue much beyond this year, or are we getting through it and there's an end date? Like, is it just 2019 or just 2019 and 2020? And no. Then things will start smoothing out. What can you tell us?
No, ma'am. I'm sorry. I can tell you that on January 19th is going to be a conjunction in Capricorn of Pluto, Saturn, and Mars. And I can tell you that many astrologers are dreading that date because they don't know what happens. It means combustion, war, upsets, and anger. We're going into a new decade, and this decade will be a challenging and difficult decade. We know that it will be not only with what's happening in the world and laws are changing, but with the weather. The weather is going to continue to bring us turmoil. And we're getting less and less sun as we proceed through the 20s because the sun is in its detriment right now until 2038. So between losing sunshine and losing energetic power, there will be some trying times. The upsets of 2019 are to help you clear away that which is pulling you down so that you don't have to go through so much, so that you can throw away your blocks and throw away your doubts. People get discouraged. They feel like everything they want doesn't come. But instead of truly believing that it all manifests, they throw everything away. They have sentences like, it'll never happen. I'm not deserving. Maybe it'll happen and maybe it won't. I'm tired of waiting. I give up. And
I was just going to say, what is this about? I'm tired of waiting. I hear that so often anymore from people. And it's like, what happened to patience?
There's no patience and prudence in these young people. This is how I see it. And since I lived through it, I'm going to give you my feelings. When Dr. Spock came in 1960, he threw off parenting. And yes, we did have some poor parenting. We did have some spankings, and we did use the strap or the whip or the ruler or whatever we use. And a lot of us did not realize how that was affecting people. But then we went too much the other way, and the seven-year-old was running the house. If you don't do what I want, I'm calling family services. Both ways are incorrect. We have to get back to a flow. We have to get back to respect, to honor, to supporting the family of light around you, and to love instead of the ego. So that's what's going on. We have to get back to that. And if the people have the courage to know that they are with the light, to know that the light is the caretaker, the nurturer, and the affectionate devotee to your garden. Your garden is your soul. You and your soul created you being here on the earth. You are the creator. You have planted the seeds for your soul to grow with your life decisions. And when you have that and you go with that, then things fall into place. I know that we're going to have corporate changes, money changes, power changes, and we're also going to have family upsets because some people cannot live in the third dimension reality anymore. They want to go into the fourth and fifth. And the third dimension reality is this, Cheryl. I want what I want when I want it without regard to consequence. That's what these have been taught. And children, younger people, are more that way than the older people.
Well, that maybe they've had it longer, where the rest of us, you know, grew up in a different kind of energy and a different expectation. I mean, we didn't even have TV until I was in 10th grade.
Oh, we didn't either. But if you have the new mantra, the newest mantra is I choose love, life, and alignment with God's plan. I choose love, life, and alignment with God's plan. If you switch the I want what I want when I want it to I choose love, life, and alignment, everything in your life is going to change, just like if you change your name, Cheryl.
Okay, I'm putting that one on the website too so that everybody can get it. I was busy writing it down and stuff.
Here's my favorite one that came in 2019. Actually, it came at the end of 2018. And these are my mantras, as you know. And this one is very powerful. You take your right fist and you make a fist and you hit the air. I know who I am. I know what I am, and I know how I serve. I'm in alignment with God's plan. Now, I know who I am means that you know that you're the light of God. You know that your soul and life are held within a body. You are not the body. You are in the body. I know what I am means that you do know from a distance or from anywhere else why you were born, what your talents are, and how you would like to express them. And I know how I serve means that you are open to every single day. When you get up in the morning, thank you, God, for the light. Thank you for the breath. Thank you for the air. And may I carry your love throughout the day. I know who I am. I know what I am, and I know how I serve. I am a child of light, and I am in alignment with God's plan. It changes your life. You can become the person that manifests on earth through decisions. It's really neat.
Well, and making a decision is so important. I always thought a right decision, a wrong decision, any decision is better than no decision, because if you made a wrong decision, spirit can show you how that's wrong and get you on the right path. Okay, but if you're sitting on the fence, there's no movement.
I don't believe there's wrong decisions. I believe there are lesson decisions that you haven't cleared yet so that you can be in alignment. And I believe that there are light decisions that can bring you the joy. But every decision is okay. Every decision takes you to a different place, helps you meet different people, and gives you different experiences. That is how you grow. And you can overcome your blocks when you comprehend what truth is. The truth is that Creator is always here to please you and always to bring you love and support. So if your decision was made with the intent of love and support, it's never wrong. If your decision was made in fear or to harm, then you're going to have a problem.
Yeah. And coming out of fear, I see a lot of that too anymore. And of course, it shows up in people's names for me. But it seems to me that with all the news that we're getting, it puts people in a constant state of fear. And I know more and more people that are just turning it off and not listening.
Good. Louise Hay used to teach, don't listen to the news, especially don't let it be the last thing you listen to at night. Listen to Ardas, read over your list of manifestation, and you will see that your life will change. Remember, the highest level of vibration that you can endure brings you, your mother, your father, your sister, and your brother, the supporting family of light around your soul. If you didn't have a good home life, then it's the supporting family of light. Find it. It is there. It is always there.
We have an email from Bill. I believe you worked with him before, and from San Antonio. And he is wondering if you see that his eye will ever truly finish healing, or is it gone as far as it can?
There's no such thing as it's gone as far as it can. I believe that Bill probably needs some energy work, and I think he could have a little bit more of understanding of what's going on. I want to know if it's the right eye or the left eye, and I want to know his birthday if I can.
Just a second. Let's see. He's at some kind of a conference. Let me see if I can get him to send that to us.
Okay.
In the meantime, while I'm contacting him for that information, what I'm really interested in, Elizabeth, is, you know, our government seems to be in such a flux. Should people get upset about what's happening, or should they just focus on if we can get good people in locally, then the rest will take care of itself? Talk to us on that.
Well, first of all, how did that happen? The first question that we have to ask ourselves if we're emerging into the light is, how did I bring this to myself? How did this country bring this to itself? What was the group consciousness that created what's going on? And if we have something going on that we are not happy with, then we need to realize that things have to change. What has to change? Our insides. We have to stop being combative. We have to stop being judgmental. We have to stop, I can give you an example, trying to destroy somebody because they made a mistake. Let's look at Kate Smith. Kate Smith was one of my favorite people when I grew up. That woman never, ever did anything to hurt anybody. She was not prejudiced. She was love, and she did more for this country overseas than any other woman you've ever known. So she sings God Bless America, and she had to make a commercial that they say was a little bit off center or a little bit prejudicial. And how do you know that she wanted to make it? She never wrote it. And maybe she was under contract and was forced into it. Aren't we under contract and get forced into things? Of course we do. And to take down her statue from Yankee Stadium and not play that music is a sin. That to me is judgment, sinful, and wrong.
Well, and to me, I just look at things as so sad that we can't have objects of diversity, even though she's a sweetheart. Let's say she wasn't, but we can still have objects of diversity to celebrate that's where the thinking was at that time, or that's where that person contributed, whether you agree with them or disagree with them.
We're honoring history, and now they're trying to erase history. I'm going to tell you that some of the teenagers are saying that World War II never happened, and that there's no proof of any bodies, and how could we have lost 6 million people? They don't believe it. They want to see the proof.
And that's why we have all those pictures, which I'm sure they think are just movie fake stuff.
I don't know what they think, but it certainly is sad. It's sad that they're losing touch with what really did happen, or denying it. That's part of the denial. Remember I said you had to embrace the light?
Right.
And we all do things that we don't like about ourselves. Our little thing here or our little thing there that, oh, why did I do that? Gee, I'm really sorry. I don't know if I can make it up or not. You know those little things we all do. Are we supposed to be condemned and rode out of town on rail?
I hope not. Okay, Bill let me know it was his right eye and his birthday is July 11th, 1948.
He's a Cancer. I want him to concentrate on his father, his issues with his father, his issues being a father, and why. Does he think he's really losing that sight energetically, not physically, energetically? Because you can always heal it energetically. And I don't think there's anything in life that cannot be healed. In fact, I'm doing an intensive in Austin. He's in San Antonio. Right after you're here, Sharon, I'm doing my intensive in October. And the last intensive, I had a married couple come, and the man was losing his eyesight, macular degeneration. And he was going to come down to Houston to have surgery. But my son is an excellent eye doctor up in New Jersey. And I wrote him a note, and he said, don't do it. It's too new. They haven't proven it. And this, he thought he would be in more trouble. So at the end of the session, at the end of the intensive, he walked out with perfect vision.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible. Now, if somebody wanted to go and find out new information, would they go to your website, new, and then the dash, and then visions.com?
That is not up yet. We're putting it up now. But what's happening in Austin is that National Awakenings has done an article on me, and the Austin, other Austin magazine has done an article. Let me see what the name of it is. All Natural, Austin and San Antonio, in August. It's coming out in about 3 weeks, and that has all the information.
Okay, so it's one way to find out. So mm-hmm. If people wanted to get in touch with you, Elizabeth, how would they do that?
Well, I have an email. I have a 24-hour answering service, and you can call and leave a message there, and we will call you back. And that number is 201-934-8986. It's an answering service. Leave your name and phone number clearly. And I also do have an email, which is on my website. It's elizabeth_joyce.16@aol.com.
Okay, guys, I will put that on my website too, or on the schedule page. So if you go to knowthename.com/schedule and just come into the 25th of the month and click on the call-in radio show with our guest, Elizabeth Joyce, her mantras will be there. Her contact information will be there so that you'll know exactly how to get a hold of her. We need to take a short break for just a moment, Elizabeth. And everybody listening, you know that these are very short, and we will be right back.
How would you like to be able to read other people's minds? Well, the next best thing is here. When you know how to read a person's name, you know how the person thinks, feels, and behaves. Each letter in our name holds a key to unlock our true essence. Our name contains both our gifts and challenges in this lifetime. Nemology science discovers personality secrets hidden in the placement of the letters of our names, including the first and last impression people remember about us. Sharon shows us how to interpret the arrangement of letters as outlined in her book, Know the Name, Know the Person. Sharon Lynn Wyeth created Nemology Science after 18 years of research and testing her theories and has supported thousands of people around the world in understanding themselves and others better. You'll enjoy Sharon's unique teachings as she shares her system to learn the gifts behind your given birth name. Even if you don't like your birth name, there are jewels in this book. If you're thinking of changing your name, ready to name your child, or wanting to get along better with others, this is the book for you. If you'd like to improve your relationships and change your life for the better, get the book today, Know the Name, Know the Person, or visit www.knowthename.com. That's www.knowthename.com.
You're listening to Sharon Lynn Wyeth's show, Know the Name, Know the Answers. Our guest today is psychic astrologer Elizabeth Joyce, who can be reached at her from her answering service at 201-934-8986. Again, 201-934-8986. And you can also find out more information about her going to my website, knowthename.com/schedule. Go to the 25th and click on the call-in radio show, and you will see her mantras that she has been so gracious to give to us and how to contact Elizabeth Joyce. Elizabeth, you just got through with a whole month or so with Amma. You want to talk to us about that?
Well, I had a wonderful 4 weeks with Amma. We went across country, starting in Santa Fe and finishing in Boston. I want to talk to you about manifestation, what we've been talking about today, subconscious manifestation. Because when I was up at my friend's house in Manchester, New Hampshire, we decided to go up to my parents' grave. And my cousin had just passed away, too. So we took the day to go up there. And after we were done, I said, let's go by the family homestead, which had been out of the family since the late 1980s, and it did not exit the family very nicely or easily. So we went up, and she said to me, oh, my gosh, the house is empty and it's for sale. And I said, what? Now, here, every year for about 30 years, I had gone up there and sat in front of the house and cried. And been very happy that the people that lived there were good to the house and had done a lot of things to upgrade it. But I still was sad of the way that we lost, the family lost it. And I wish I could right the wrong. So I wound up calling the realtor and we toured the house and I bought it.
I think that is so fabulous to get it back in the family. And now when you go up there, you don't have to sit outside and you don't have to cry because it's not in the family.
Well, I told all the relatives, and we're having a gathering in November, and it was stunning, absolutely stunning, because who would have known except Amma that that would have been a deep desire of mine that I had buried? And how did that ever come up to the top? And why, when I'm in the middle of so many changes in 2019, did it have to happen now? It couldn't have waited for a year. But I just moved from Pennsylvania to Austin, and now I'm getting my little house in New Hampshire, although it will be a second home, and it will be, you know, we'll go there in the summer and get out of the heat. But that gave me a sense of family solidarity. It really did. And that's part of why the soul is here. The soul is our mechanism of self-change and vibration change. And it can integrate, we integrate our unconscious motives with conscious intent. That's why buying the house is so different now than it would have been back then, because my intent was love. My intent was making it right. My intent was to help the father, mother, sister, brother, and all of the ancestors have more of a rest, plus the people that are alive that are my relatives all over New England. It's just so exciting and so unbelievable. It was a real gift from spirit.
And stuff. And, you know, when stuff like that happens, it's like all we can ever say is thank you, thank you, thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, yeah. Bette Midler, I love Bette Midler. She sang the song, God is Watching You from a Distance.
Yes.
I wonder if Bette realizes how true that song is. It's just such a beautiful song. If you want to remind yourself of what we're talking about today, From a Distance by Bette Midler will do it.
You know, when you were saying that, I could literally, in the back of my mind, hear her singing that song. I am so familiar with it.
Well, my grandmother always taught me, and she was a shaman from Maine. She was very well loved in her lifetime, that everything you say, everything you do, everything you think, and everything you wish for is an imprint on your soul. And that's powerful. It really is. To know that that's true. I never believed it until I started reading cards. And then I knew it was true because the cards were telling me what I was thinking. And I said, how do they do that?
Well, I know when I started reading the Bible every night, because I wanted to read it in 1 year's time during my eighth grade year, that when I was reading it every night, I had the thought that came to me was nobody ever lies, because given enough time or lifetimes, whatever they said would eventually be truth. Because it would manifest.
Well, that's taking it a little far, because I think that people do lie with intention. But if they don't lie with intention, that could be true. But if they're lying with intention, that's a whole different ballgame.
Right. But that was that. I remember thinking that as a 13-year-old. Huh. You know, I mean, when I was reading through, and of course our ideas and everything develop, and we fine tune them, and we realize what parts are that we got accurately and what parts we didn't, hopefully, as we get older. But I remember having that thought when I was 13.
Well, I remember when I read the Bible, I think I read through it about three times, that it was enabling me to experience the inexhaustible wellspring of information that is so beyond the planet. And of course, you know, I've always been able to do that. Any question can be answered if you get quiet and sit still and listen. I remember being asked about the engine of somebody's car, and they couldn't figure out what was wrong with it. And I told them what was wrong with it, and it was right, because I listened.
See, which is just remarkable. You mentioned earlier something about weather changes. What do you see there?
Well, I do see the heat that's been here, and I see the food fields burning up through the Midwest. I do see more wet, more rain. I see a lot of rain in Asia, especially. And I've been pretty accurate about the weather. I'm concerned about North Korea yesterday, because they dropped something in the ocean again. And I do see an earthquake coming across the Bering Strait and down through Alaska, Canada, and Upper California. So we're really going to have to work with it. There's a lot of challenges coming. And we're going to have to learn to have our own gardens and to take care of our own food, because even the food that's coming out, they're worried about E. coli, and they're worried about all kinds of problems with the growth and the distribution nowadays. It's getting a little unhealthy, and I think we need to be aware of that as well.
Right, and more farmers markets seem to be cropping up, and I know that the one here, it is so crowded, and they do it twice a week.
And we had in Pennsylvania, we had the Amish would come, and they're beautiful. They're wonderful. You know, I never had to worry there. We had an agricultural school, college, and then we had a farmer that cut his own meat. And you know that all that, those needles and everything weren't in the animals. It was natural. And I felt very comfortable. Of course, you know, Amazon just bought Whole Foods, and Amazon is in Austin, Texas. So I think I'm going to be okay down here.
Well, hopefully. Plus, you get the imports from Mexico, and they don't use nearly as many GMOs as we do.
Right.
One, you have been on Coast to Coast, and one of the Coast to Coast programs I was listening to that didn't have you on simply said that the person was most concerned because he saw Pakistan gauging a war in the next 2 to 3 years on India.
Yep. The first atom bomb, and I've been the first, I call it atom bomb, nuclear bomb, that's dropped, if it ever gets dropped, and it may not, will be Pakistan and India. And I've been saying that for years. And that's, we don't look at that. That's not in our news. We don't realize that conflict that's going on. And I am concerned about it, but I was told with my little whispers that it would never happen.
Because it would disappear, the bomb would disappear in the air?
No, well, that could happen. But I'm going to tell you that the first time that anybody on this planet was able to access the fifth dimension was when, Sharon? Do you know?
No, uh-uh.
It's when they dropped the atom bomb in Hiroshima. So if that nuclear power is strong enough to open up those channels throughout the universe and our galaxy, you can imagine what it can really do that we aren't even aware of. We aren't even aware of it. And I think that if there are beings in other worlds, and I know that there are, I believe that there are, that they would not want that to happen. That's the one thing that can threaten the entire universe.
Well, I was just going to say, I think I've read so many things about bombs not being able to explode and miracles that different pilots have seen happen in front of their eyes. That's when true. They thought bombs were going to come off and then it didn't happen.
That's right. Well, you know, there was not too long ago, I'm going to say maybe 2010, it was before 2012, there were these big tanks going across the desert in Israel, and they were going to be used to be detonated over, I think, in Palestine or something like that. And a ship landed on the desert and said, turn around and go back. And then stupid people started shooting guns, and they started shooting their guns, and they went poof, poof, poof. The ones that had any bullets in them, they just were poofed, just like, you know, 1, 2, 3, bibbity bobbity boo. That was the end of them. They were gone. And the others turned around and went back.
Well, I wouldn't blame him. I think when we see things that are unexplainable to us, it brings fear in so many people. And so then they do turn back.
What they really need is respect and gratitude and honor. And I think that that could happen, too, once they think about it.
Wouldn't that be nice? I mean, I think it would be so wonderful if we could just leave borders where they are, leave cultures where they are, let every group develop as they want to. And if you want to go travel or visit to explore a different culture, great, but live in the culture that most aligns with you and honor the rest.
And honor the culture that you're living with that aligns with you, like taking the last name when you marry.
Yeah, that's our culture here. That's so many cultures around the world.
You know, it's for legal reasons, if for nothing else, because you can't do hospital, you can't do wills, you can't do estates unless you have the name. And you know the name.
Yes, I do look at the names. I'm always concerned, though, if taking the last name would cause 3 L's in the name, simply because that often brings violence later on into the marriage.
But if that does it, it does it. It's karma. The law of karma is exact. I totally respect how you feel with that. And I might consider not doing that if that was the case. But the law of karma is exact, and karma is karma. Marriages and divorces, I think that I marry you until death do us part, but I think the death do us part is the death of the relationship, because relationships are energetic. So
right.
When the relationship ends, you both realign yourselves and you go your separate ways and you have more experiences.
And I always thought that the marriage ceremony should say, I marry you until... or I keep married to you as long as love is present. And when love is no longer present, that's when it's over.
Right. And love can be one-sided too, and it can be just as dangerous. Because love does die or switch when you are abused. When you're abused, you have this misguided sense of loyalty that's been drummed into us since we were little kids. Instead of saying, I'm not accepting anything anymore. I love me. Who do you love? I love me, and my love for myself has to stay paramount, and it has to be in alignment with God's plan. And if there is only love and waves of bliss, I do not choose to be in this vibration. It's that simple.
Well, I love that statement. Again, I'm writing that one down too, so I can put it on the website for everybody to get to, because it is very important to have love and to stay and have in that paramount to self, so that you don't diminish self and then take so much time to heal yourself and get back on track.
I'd like to just do one thing real quick, and I'm going to tell you why the soul is here and what Louise Hay taught, because she was fabulous. You know, she was my teacher.
Yes.
Throughout your life, the soul will focus upon the mechanism of self-change and begin to integrate unconscious motive with conscious intent. Remember, if you have a love intent, you're not doing anything wrong. You're not making a bad decision. You must always draw from the wall well of the divine to nourish and give to yourself. And that word is self, S-E-L-F. Then there will be more than enough to give to others. You will begin to feel a sense of family solidarity with every breath, every feeling, every word, or every action. And Sharon, yes, we are all truly one.
Yeah, I so feel that. And that's why I think it's so easy to honestly appreciate the essence in somebody else, because we know that that is just really just part of ourselves. Elizabeth, I want to thank you so much for being with us again. If you would like to reach Elizabeth, her number for the answering service is 201-934-8986. Elizabeth, this has been a sheer joy. Thank you for joining us on Know the Name, Know the Answers. This is your host, Sharon Lynn Wyeth, again, creator of Namology Science. And next week on live is when you get to call in and ask questions on your names, because the first Thursday of every month, it's my turn to be able to be of service for you and answer your questions, anything about a name, because there's so much information in one. Thank you for joining us tonight, and we'll see you next week.